Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Hey, and we're glad you are. Welcome to the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Back on the air, Bob Getty with you from the Southern Bancorp studio here in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. All the guys are out. I think Kelly's supposed to be back tomorrow, but we never know. We'll see. I think he will be. Opening segment sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit, which is a great place to call for some holiday catering. Well, you're probably up against the deadline for Christmas, but you got New Year's parties, all kinds of good stuff coming up. If you're thinking about a catering job, don't do it until you call Dickey's Barbecue. Dickey's Barbecue, it is also a great place to take your family for a wonderful meal. Got a great show today. Jack Duggan, John Cox, doesn't get much better than that. Before we get to Jack, let me remind everybody about the Homes of Hope Toy Drive. We'll be in Midtown tomorrow at the Corner Market. Jay Ladner scheduled to join us, but most importantly, and I'm sure he would agree, we're trying to collect toys and canned food for the kids out at Homes of Hope in Purvis. You can donate at Mississippi Made and More, the Citizens Bank on Highway 98 West. That is the Citizens Bank. Jack's Family Restaurants throughout the area, Corner Market food stores throughout the area, and Parrish Tractor Company. Let me be honest, donations are very, very low right now. We really need your help, and we'll be collecting that stuff until Monday. Please donate if you can. Come by and see us tomorrow at Midtown Corner Market. All right, Jack Duggan, Sports Information Director. More importantly, a good friend of mine and a great friend of the Eagle Hour joins us. And he's been so busy, we've kind of left him alone. But now that football season is over, you're back on the hook, Mr. Duggan.
Well, it's good to be back with you, Bob. I always enjoy spending a few minutes with you.
I want to talk to you about several things. But first, you know, we're at the end of the year. And, of course, Jack, you always kind of look back at what are the biggest stories in athletics for the year. I think, obviously, the coaching change from Will Hall to Charles Huff would be number one. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think so. I think that was a huge story. I think Christian Ostrander taking over baseball, I think, is another huge story in 2024. You know, a lot of things, you know, those probably be the two biggest.
Yeah, I agree. I was going to throw in there, Jack, and we can go over all of them, but I was going to throw in there the creation and development of the collective for the athletic department. Pretty important in 2024, right?
Yeah, it really is. It's, you know, if you'd have told me, you know, what college athletics would look like, you know, 5-10 years ago, I would say, you're crazy, but that's the face of it now. And collectives are, you know, are heartbeat of athletic departments now, or you know, in an assistance of those departments, and have become pretty big players in athletics.
No question. Let's go back to story number one. Let's go through the coaching change. You know, how much money could you have made 6 months ago if you'd have bet somebody that the coach who takes his team to the conference championship game and wins it the next day will announce that he's coming to Southern Miss? I don't know that I've ever heard of that, Jack. In your tenure in athletics, have you ever heard of a conference champion team coach leaving that team and going to another team in the same conference?
I not off the top of my head, Bob. Yeah, it certainly is a different scenario, but you know, I mean, it's just you know, it's just one of those things. I mean, credit our administration, you know, for going out there and working hard to try to find the best candidate to be our next football coach. And I think if you look at what our guys have done, that's what they did. And we're very happy to have Coach Huff join us, and we look forward to him being our coach in 2025 and beyond.
No question. I know how busy your department stays when you have that kind of a change in coaching administration. What kind of curveballs does that throw sports information? I'm going to guess just a lot more work.
Well, I mean, it's more work, but you plan, the one thing that we had was we had a lot of time to plan this hiring. Mm-hmm. And I think the way that our athletic department went about everything in terms of his announcement and then his introduction 3 days later. I mean, Spencer Bridges, who's my immediate supervisor, he did a great job of putting all that together and us below him helping in terms of getting everything out and providing a very positive experience not only for Coach Huff but in his introduction but also our fan base. And I thought we did really well and just everything from the stage set up to being on Eagle Walk to being able to stream it live to our band being there, and it was really a first-rate event, and we were really pleased with the way that it came across and the way that it was presented last Thursday.
No, you're right, and I heard quite a number of people complimenting the setup. One thing you did surprise me though when you said my supervisor, I really was under the impression you were in charge of everyone at the athletic department,
Jay. No, that's certainly not the case. You know better than that, Bob. We have a very talented upper admin here. Led by Jeremy McClain and then Sean Jones and Spencer Bridges, who are up top of that ledger as well, and they have really provided. Spencer and Sean both relatively new for us, and they've come in and have really helped energize our staff, and it's really been a lot of fun. Despite going 1-11 in football this past fall, I mean we're charging ahead, and trying to do the best that we can for not only our department but for our university.
I'm gonna hold you over, and I'm gonna hold the second story till we have more time in the second segment to talk about it, because you and I enjoy talking about baseball.
Sure.
So let's go back to story number three, and that is the formation and development of the Southern Miss Collective. I know, okay, a lot of people have really worked on that, and apparently, from what we hear, and I haven't seen any specific numbers, but Southern Miss, among all the schools in the Sun Belt, doing very well with their collective.
Well, I think that we are. I don't know the numbers in front of me, or I don't have those in front of me, but I do know that we have been very aggressive. All of our coaches have been very aggressive in terms of the collective and helping our student athletes with the name, image, and likeness, which came to pass not too long ago, and there's a lot of people that go into that, and I think our coaches understand the importance of it, and they have really, really worked hard to help our student athletes in that manner.
Jack, you've been in this business a while. Did you ever think we'd be having this kind of conversation?
No.
About the collective. No. So how much money can you raise to pay players?
Yeah, it's amazing. I'm 57 years old, and I you know, you grew up and, you know, you hear stories of, you know, back in the day of, you know, kids getting cars and, you know, different things that you've heard, you know, growing up and all the legendary stories from different schools. And, we've gone 180 and, you know, it's a good thing. I mean, you know, our student athletes are able to be compensated for what they do on our athletic fields, and I think it's a good thing. I mean, look back, go back to 2022, Bob. If I can just go back to the baseball season in 2022, you know, there was 3 weeks there where Southern Miss baseball, was the face of Hattiesburg. I mean, you know, we hosted the Conference USA tournament that year. We hosted the regional, then we hosted the super regional. That's 3 straight weeks of, you know, our baseball team right there being out in the forefront, and a lot of people coming in and visiting, you know, the Pine Belt region and spending money, in different hotels and restaurants I thought, it would be nice if those guys could benefit from some of that. And, obviously now that's certainly a reality in collegiate athletics.
All right. I know you don't like to talk about college baseball, but if you'll hang around, I did want to have that conversation with you next.
Sure. Love to.
All right. And of course, I'm kidding about Jack.
Yeah.
I'd not want to talk about college baseball. We'll be right back. Jack Duggan on the Super Talk Eagle Hour.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, this segment sponsored by Campus Bookmart on Hardy Street, campusbookmart.net. You still got some Christmas shopping days ahead, and if there's the Golden Eagle in your family, then obviously you need to go to Campus Bookmart. Or if you're out of town, listen to us in other parts of the state, even other parts of the country, you can go to campusbookmart.net. And speaking of that, thank you so much. I mean, we're getting thousands and thousands of downloads every month on our podcast. You can find it on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or you can just tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. And the numbers are pretty stunning, and we're really grateful to everybody that does that. Jack Duggan is with me, Sports Information Director Extraordinaire at Southern Miss. And I know how you hate this, but I want to talk to you about college baseball. You're not a big fan, is that right, Jack?
Well, I don't know about that. I've been very fortunate to be a part of Golden Eagle baseball for about 20 years off and on. And, we got another season coming up here in the next couple of months.
Same,
so,
yeah.
Looking forward to getting going and doing another year, with a second year under Coach Ostrander.
Here's what I think. I think, obviously, I realize the coaching change was a big story, but I think a big, big story was Oz's first year after Scott Barry's tremendous run. And, Jack, I think by any and every account, Coach Oz had a very successful first year.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt about that. I mean, you just look at what we did. We finished 43-20 a year ago. A first-year coaches last year, he tied for the most victories along with Wes Johnson at Georgia. you know, who also made it to a super regional, I believe, last year. You know, Eagles, eight straight 41 seasons now, 22 straight 31 seasons now. Those are both tops in Division I baseball. You know, we won 14 of 15 going into the NCAA tournament last year, which was our ninth straight and, I believe, 20th appearance overall. You know, just we really, you know, I think just under Oz, I don't think we missed a beat. I think that we basically played great baseball, except for maybe one weekend at Georgia State. But it was another great year for the Golden Eagles.
Well, that just proved that the Golden Eagles don't play well on Little League baseball fields.
That Georgia, well, that I'll Georgia let you State. Say that. I'll reserve judgment. But you had some great stories. You know, during the year, you know, you had Slade Wilkes and his hitting streak, which you know I think ended up being like 36 games, and so you know you could, you know, Slade could say that he finished his career with 36 games, you know. And he was fun. I mean, that's one kid, and not just because of his talent, but just because of the kind of kid that he was. I'll miss Slade this spring because he was always a lot of fun to be around. Like, there was very, very seldom a day when we were on the road where we didn't exchange where we had lunch that day. So. He's one guy that I'll miss when the 25 season rolls around.
Well, I don't think there's any question. And for those of us that lucky enough to get around some of those players, he's just an extraordinarily nice young man too, isn't he, Jack?
No, he really is. And he's as good natured as you think he is. And I know all of Bunker Hill is very proud of their Bunker Hill Bomber.
Yeah, no question about that. You know, I tell you one thing that I learned watching Oz coach the first year. I recently asked him about this, and he just grinned and said, they can't get better if they're not on the field. Early in the year, Oz would use weeknight games to groom some of these young kids on the pitching staff. And it could be frustrating as a fan, you know, because sometimes they didn't really hold up very well, but it was many of those same kids toward the end of the year that were coming out of the dugout and just performing at a really high level. And that really taught me, I knew already that Oz was a great pitching coach, but that really taught me something about how Oz is always looking at the big picture. He's not maybe looking at the next midweek game, but he's really looking at the total picture, isn't he?
Oh, he is. I mean, he's trying to, you know, get this team to be as good as they possibly can, you know, and like you said, he is as good a pitching coach as there is in college baseball, and he knows what he's doing. You just look at, you know, from when he took over back in 18, and he turned. You know, he turned Nick Sandlin from a closer to a starter, and the you know, that's just the first of many examples of guys that he's really developed. Wow. You know, in the time that he's been here, and it's been fun to watch. We've had a lot of great pitchers come through here during his tenure, and I honestly think it will continue to be that way. And you know, you're going to see guys that are going to get a chance or that want to come here, you know, to pitch for him because they know that they know that they can be developed under him and that they would have a chance not only to be successful here at this level but also the next level as well.
Right. Look how many are playing professional baseball right now.
No, you're right. I mean, if you look, most of the guys that we've got playing pro ball are guys that pitched here. So, right. You know, I think we got, 14 or 15 guys?
Yeah, remarkable.
Yeah, so, and I think eight of those are pitchers. So, he has really done a great job. And there's really been no drop off in terms of the transition from Scott Barry to Christian Ostrander, and it's been a lot of fun last spring to travel with those guys and to see them compete.
Yeah, and I think what you and I really already knew was reaffirmed by D1 earlier this year when they put out the big article about the best 25 college baseball programs in America, and Southern Miss is in that list. And I think the Golden Eagles have clearly now established themselves as one of the top 25 programs in the country. Is that fair to say, Jack?
I think that's fair to say. You're 9 straight NCAA tournaments. You know, we've lost to the eventual national champions in the postseason 2 of the last 3 years. You know, we've been to super regionals 2 of the last 3 years. You know, we were in the, you know, I think we've been in the championship round of the regionals, you know, every year since what, 2019 that we've been involved. So I mean, this is a team that you know, it's made for the postseason, and we just continue to be successful. And again, you know, another one of those things that you can count on that as well is a stout schedule. And I think we've got another stout schedule here this year.
Boy, that ain't no kidding. So, what is it about the game, college baseball, that gets guys like me and you to fall in love with it? So, Jack, what do you think it is?
I don't know. I was fortunate enough to play a couple. Well, play, maybe that's a term used loosely. I was on the team here for a couple of years, and then I was able to transition into you know, the other side, and I've got to stay around it, and I think just seeing young men 18 to 22, 23 years old, and you get to know them, and they're good kids, and they help you stay young, and at least that's it for me. And you get to spend, especially on the road, you get to spend time with these guys, and you learn what they're all about. You learn how they can compete, and you know, you see the highs, you see the lows, and excuse me, but it. It's great to be, you know, a very small part of a very, very successful program.
There's no question about it. I took my wife down in the locker room during the baseball tournament in Montgomery this year after a game, and my goodness, they, from coaches to players, just could not have been any kinder to her. And that's them. I mean, that's just the way they are, right?
That's you're exactly right. There's no pomp and circumstance. They're just down to earth humans that love to play the game of baseball, and they do a very good job at it.
Now you got me all fired up, Jack. Talking about baseball, and I may have just.
Well, you got Christmas
up.
First.
And I may go sit at the Pete for an hour or so this afternoon.
Well, you know, every once in a while, Bob, I'll go pick up lunch and I'll go sit in the press box and have lunch.
I don't blame you, brother. Of course, you will be on the opening broadcast. Of course, you're always when we kick off the season. You and Hill Denson, y'all are just like regulars now.
Well, I will make sure that I carve out some time for you on. Opening day.
Hey, my friend, it's always great to have you on the radio show. I think you know how much I appreciate all you do for us, and I hope you and your family have a wonderful Christmas, Jack.
Well, I hope you and yours as well, Bob, and you know, we get through Christmas the first of the year, and you know, February will be here before we know it.
I can't wait. Jack, thank you, buddy.
Thank you. You have a great day, Bob.
All right, same to you. Jack Duggan, everybody, Sports Information Director, University of Southern Mississippi. One of the hardest working people, if you ever get a chance to really watch what he does. I mean, he's 10, 11 o'clock at night sending out news articles and just really works hard at it. We're lucky to have Jack Duggan. Coming up next, I don't guess this guy will need any introduction, John Cox on the Eagle Hour.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome back to the show. I want to thank Jack Duggan for joining me early part of the program. This segment sponsored by 4th Street Bar and Grill right there in the shadow of the rock. They'll have a lot of Christmas fun down there. It'll be a great place to grab a lunch while you're out Christmas shopping. Go by and get yourself something cold to drink and catch the ball games that'll be on throughout the facility. Also, want to thank our good friends Genesis of Hattiesburg, the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. Their sedans and SUVs are just the finest on the road today, as is their new Genesis showroom on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. My next guest needs absolutely no introduction if you know anything about Southern Miss sports. And John Cox joins me. John, I know this is your first time on the radio. You're not nervous, are you?
I am a little bit. Any time I'm with a veteran and a legend like you, I get a little nervous. So I'll try to overcome that over the next few minutes.
People don't know this, but John and I have kind of developed a tradition during the baseball tournament. We're always in the winner's bracket, so we're always off on Fridays. And Jack comes and does the show, and then we sat there. This past year it was awesome. You and I think we're the only people in that stadium, and we sat there for a good hour and just talked and reminisced. That was quite a nice setting, wasn't it, John?
Yeah, well, it really was. You know, you and I go along, know a lot of the same people. We've been around a lot of the same people in the broadcasting business. I probably have known, and I've known you from, you know, both your TV and your radio days. So it's always fun to reminisce with you. We know a lot. I said a lot of the same people have right. been to a lot of the same events. So always a lot of fun.
I was talking to your buddy Jack Duggan earlier in the show, and we were just talking about how much has changed in college athletics really in the last 4 or 5 years. And, of course, you've been at it a really long time. John, could you have ever envisioned college athletics the way it is now with the transfer portal, the money that's floating around, and you see kids that, you know, play 4 years at four different schools? Do you ever expect to see anything like that?
No. I mean, simple answer, no, and everything seems to change. There's a lot, you know, you look back at in the pro sports, you know, all the stuff that's going on now and things. So I guess it's just part of the way it evolves. I think in some way, some of it's good, some of it's bad, but to be honest with you, I never would have thought. I'm kind of an old school guy, so I don't know that I like all of it, but change is inevitable, and it doesn't matter whether it's sports or anything else, it's going to change sometimes.
No, you're exactly right. So let me ask you this, Jack. John, you've called great football seasons. You've called difficult seasons like this year. Is your job harder when things are difficult than when they're better?
I don't think so. I think any time you approach a broadcast, your goal is to tell the story and tell the story with all the parts that are a part of it. And, sometimes that's some good parts. Sometimes that tends to be some bad parts when your team's not having the kind of year that you'd like them to have. But I think you still, as best you can, you try to be positive. You try to paint that picture. You try to let the people that are listening know all the details and what's going on. And then you kind of let them kind of make that decision. I'm not sure that the job of the play-by-play guy is to offer too many opinions. It's to kind of paint the picture and put out the information and let the people that are listening in kind of decide some of those other things. So it probably does affect it a little bit, but probably not as much as people would think.
I think it's fair to say that if you polled people who are the two best-known sports play-by-play announcers in Mississippi, it would be you, and it would be the great Jack Kristol at Mississippi State. You ever have a chance to meet him, get around him much?
John? Yeah. I would probably amend that list and include my good buddy Jim Ellis at Mississippi State, and also David Kellum. You know, when you start mentioning all those guys, you're talking about guys that have done it for a long, long time. And David, Jim Ellis, and I have all done it about the same amount of time, about 47 years. And so I'm not sure there's another state that's got three guys attached to three universities that have done it that long. So
you're right about that. You couldn't exclude it. Do you guys talk much outside of your work?
All the time. That was, the other night or the afternoon, basketball down in the Gulf Coast Coliseum, Mississippi Coast Coliseum. like to get there early, and David was there early, and David and I sat and talked for a long time and, you know, told stories and things like that. You know, Jim is now, I think, just doing baseball, and so that's the only time I really get to see him. But, yeah, because, you know, our stories are all, you know, the best thing, I forget who did this now, several years ago, somebody, and you can still see it on the internet, somebody did a video series about, with all three of us, talking about different things, but different parts of our careers, and it was amazing when you go back and listen to it without us ever hearing the other one say whatever. It's amazing how similar all the stories were on that series that they did. And so, you know, we talk, I probably talk to David more than I do Jim nowadays because he's not doing football and basketball, I don't think, anymore. So, but it's fun. Fun to tell stories and, you know, kind of relive some great moments over the years.
You know, through this show, we've gotten to meet almost, I guess, almost, if not all, play-by-play people in the Sun Belt. There's some pretty veteran guys like the gentleman at Louisiana. I mean, you know, there's some great figures in the Sun Belt when it comes to play-by-play.
Yeah, it's a good mixture. You know, there's a lot of a good mixture of guys. Some are younger guys, some are older guys, but it's kind of it's a good group. You know, and we just haven't. And I didn't know a lot of them, to be honest with you, until we really got into the Sun Belt. The ones that we played quite a bit, Louisiana and, you know, South Alabama and Troy and some of those guys. But some of the other ones I've gotten to know for the first time, and it's really kind of neat to. I always try to, especially in baseball, I like to go down and sit in the booth with them for a while early in the day and chit-chat and tell stories and hear kind of their story and how they got started. And, you know, it's a little different, but makes you kind of feel like their uncle or their grandfather sometimes. But it's a lot of fun to meet up with those new guys and visit and talk sportscasting.
And that, of course, means you've got to visit a lot of new venues. I know you probably missed that baseball venue. What is it, at Texas El Paso, the Birdcage? Is that where it's at?
San Antonio is where that is.
San Antonio. You missed that,
yeah.
Don't you, John?
Yeah, UTEP didn't even play baseball. But, yeah, well, you know, I didn't miss it. But, you know, now years removed from it, it was such a unique and terrible place to do games that you kind of reflect back on it a little bit and talk to it about other people who have been there and kind of give what their feelings were. But yeah, there have been some, you know, in my career, there have been some crazy ones. I don't know if I've ever told you this story. Up at Louisville one year, Louisville, before they had their really nice stadium, they played at a ballpark that was built in 1928. Babe Ruth had played there back in the day, and it had about two sets of bleachers. The right field wall was about 270, 280, something like that, and Louisville had a lineup that was built for that ballpark, a lot of left-handed hitters, and they led the country in home runs. But we got there one day, Jack and I, and we had ordered a phone line, a POTS line, but couldn't find it. We called the phone people. They said, well, we can verify that it's been installed, but we can't tell you where it is. And so we looked around. We never could find it. Finally, we had to run we sent Jack to Radio Shack to buy about 200 feet of phone cord. We had to run it out of the field hockey coach's office out to the third base bleachers. I sat in the third base bleachers with the equipment in my lap and did baseball for about 3 days up there at Louisville. So crazy back in those days.
Well, what were the facilities like at Georgia State this year? I was actually in Colorado, and it came in every afternoon to watch the game, but that kind of reminded me of the bird bath a little bit.
Yeah, it was, you know, we ended up sitting outside. Jack and I sat outside at a table, but they didn't have it blocked off, so people would walk in front of you. You know, you couldn't see down the right field line, and it was not a very good situation. So you run into those, but you just not as many as you used to. But you just have to, you know, you've got to remember your job's to bring people to the game. So you know, you kind of talk about that a little bit, and you try to do the best you can. But it's not all of them are Pete Taylor Park, I can tell you that.
No, they're not a lot of Pete Taylor Parks. Is that fair to say, John?
No, I'd say it's one of the best. And, you know, people, the guys around the Sun Belt, when they come there, and Jack does a really good job of making them feel at home, and I try to do the same. And, you know, we try to make sure that they have anybody that comes in there, you know, we make sure that they have to, they, when they leave, they feel like, man, that was one of the best experiences that I've ever had broadcasting, whether my team won or lost over that particular weekend. So, yeah, Jack, Doug does a great job of making them feel at home, and I try to make them feel at home from the broadcasted standpoint, and I think most of them appreciate it.
Yeah, just don't bring a barbecue grill into the press box.
<That's right. laughs>
There's a sign that tells
you. Not allowed. Not allowed.
All right, can you hang around a few minutes?
Sure.
All right, I want to conclude the show. I want to talk to John about basketball. There's a game tonight. There was a big game on the coast, and I want to talk to him about the recent anniversary of the passing of what I think is the great coach of Southern Miss history, M.K. Turk. More with my good friend John Cox on the Super Talk Eagle Hour in a minute.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better, faster.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back. I want to thank our good sponsors, DBAT. Great place to do some Christmas shopping there as well. Got a great pro shop, lots of gifts for baseball and softball players in your family. And also, our friends at Into Bay Spring Water, you'll find that new bottled water, which is made right here in Mississippi at corner market food stores around the Pine Belt and certain Walmarts. Give them a try. You deserve Into Bay. And don't forget, we will be at the corner market in Midtown tomorrow as we continue with our Homes of Hope Toy Drive, Mississippi Made and More, the Citizens Bank, Jack's Family Restaurants, Corner Market Food Stores, and Parrish Tractor. Those are the locations you can drop off toys or canned food, and that'll all be delivered Monday to the children down at Homes of Hope in Purvis. I want to continue my conversation with John Cox, play-by-play voice of the Southern Miss Golden Eagles. All right, John, basketball team back in action tonight at home against Lamar. And, you know, I was reminded earlier this week, I saw some stuff on social media, some people recognizing the anniversary of the passing of what I my favorite all-time Southern Miss coach of any sport, and that's M.K. Turk. We recognize his passing. Just briefly, your thoughts about the great M.K. Turk,
Well, I'm probably biased because, you know, when I was getting my start, it was about the same time that MK had come to Southern Miss, and you know, I don't know that I obviously didn't know as much basketball as MK Turk, but he took me under his wing and, you know, kind of taught me about the game of basketball and made me feel, even as a young guy, made me feel like I was important and a part of it all. And, you know, there's literally not a time I don't sit down, and Jay Ladner is kind of the same way, that we don't go on a trip that Jay and I don't start telling MK Turk stories and stories about some of those basketball teams that Jay was a part of. But there literally is not a time that I don't sit down to do a ball game that I don't think about Coach MK Turk. He was probably, to me, as close as a father as my own father was. So he was kind of my father away from home down here in Hattiesburg. So, you know what? Southern Miss would not be Southern Miss basketball if it had not been for the years of MK Turk. And people can't forget, Bob, you know, he put us in, we got in a league with Louisville and Cincinnati and Virginia, all those teams that we had no business competing with, and all of a sudden MK Turk made us competitive with those teams in the old Metro Conference. So always will be one of my favorites, no question about it.
I agree. So I'm not too off base saying he's the icon of all time here.
Well, he is to me. He is to me, because he was in his Southern Miss basketball.
All right, our current basketball team plays Lamar tonight. They've played a pretty tough schedule, but you told me off air you think this early schedule is going to help them, and you're optimistic about this team.
I do. I think that's part of the plan. I mean, they've been on the road a bunch, and they've gone to South Dakota to play and Montana to play, and they've played some really, really good basketball teams. And one of those is the one tonight in Lamar. Lamar just beat Louisiana by about 30 the other night. So this is a good Lamar ball club. But I think that's it. When you got a lot of new guys, you're going to play a tough schedule. You don't want to play a lot of easy ones. So I think that's part of the plan. Play a tough schedule. Let your guys get better and better as they go along. And I think that's kind of what we're starting to see. We're going to see anyway over the next few weeks from the Eagles. Now, you got to stay healthy. You know, they've had a few injuries. Alvarez has been out, and of course Corbello has been out. And so, you know, you gotta start getting better, and those young guys are going to get better. So I have a lot of confidence it's still going to be a really good year for a Golden Eagle basketball team.
And I know Alvarez, everybody took kind of a deep breath last week when he injured his foot, but I understand it's not the foot that's given him trouble in the past, and you think he could be back pretty soon.
Yeah, in fact, I was in the training room there this morning. I was over there earlier today, and he was there getting a little treatment, but he is raring to go. You know, it's just a sprained ankle, and sometimes those things linger, but I can't say that for sure he's going to play tonight, but I think he is. But he's getting better, and he's a vital part of the Golden Eagle ball club.
And you were a guard yourself, so you know how important he is to the potential success of the team, correct?
Well, you got to have that point guard. I mean, you got that point guard's the quarterback on a basketball team. And I tell you, Neft is a tough player, man. He's a great player, loves to play the game of basketball. And when he's healthy and he's playing, he's an important part of our basketball team.
Now, when you played, I've only got 20 seconds left, but when you played one year, you played with the great Steve Knight, who's now the winningest basketball coach in Mississippi history. And Steve says often that you were the point guard because anytime you passed him the ball, he immediately shot it.
Well, I'm glad he's admitting that finally, because that's right. I dribbled across court, I'd give it to Steve, and I'd never get it back. It was going up. So, Steve loved to shoot, and that's okay. That was my job. Get it to him.
Hey, John, it's always a pleasure talking to you. We've been, like you said, we've been friends a long time, and I'm grateful for that. I hope you have a very Merry Christmas, buddy.
You too, to you and your family, and I enjoy it. Thank you, Bob.
All right, John Cox, everybody, on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. All right, on the road tomorrow, Midtown Corner Market, please go donate something. The toys are not coming in very well. They'll take canned food. They'll take toys. They'll take gift cards. It all goes to the children at Homes of Hope in Purvis, and we hope to see you at Corner Market Midtown tomorrow with an armful of toys. Thanks very much for listening, as always. Southern Miss to the top.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.